Allergy season does not slow down when you are on the move. That's why Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are ready whenever sneezes strike. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are allergist approved and silky soft for up to 100% irritation-free skin. And now with the new Kleenex Snap and Go, you can get that same gentle care made for life on the go. Get the Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues you love in a new, compact, durable package. New Kleenex Snap and Go snaps shut for a clean tissue anytime, anywhere. For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex Snap and Go.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, the first time the woman spoke, Katie assumed it was her imagination. By the third warning, she was forced to ask a question she still can't answer. Who keeps showing up to protect her?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your Real Ghost Story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You are about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That indeed it is, and welcome to the program, 855-853-4802. We'd love for you to share your real ghost stories with us. Press subscribe wherever you're listening or watching us right now so you don't miss any of the many ghost stories that we give to you every single day, 365 days a year here on the program. We do appreciate that. And by the way, the Real Ghost Stories Online YouTube channel has risen from the dead.
What?
We are resurrecting it after they, late last year, it was like, what happened? They said, we have inauthentic content. And that's the funny part, because there's a gazillion channels that have had that shit go on with them right now. And so many, it's sad. I mean, because it seems to be rather reckless, and there's you're just met with nope, we don't, we're just AI saying it's bullshit.
Well, that's or years just ago, it. Facebook said I wasn't me.
Yeah, I mean it's
I had to prove I was me.
I mean I have no problem tightening down on true things that are not you know, are just mass produced shit, but we ain't one of them. So that's yeah. But anyway, it's back. Just search Real Ghost Stories Online and you will find us on YouTube. And please do press subscribe if you were one of the 70 some thousand people who already has done that over the last decade or so. We'd love to have you back on the and here's the fun part about our YouTube channel. It's all video. It is all us doing the show. There's no, it's not just audio and a banner or a logo. It is us. It is, it's watching the program as we do it. So you can now watch us on YouTube again. And go, oh shit, that's why I enjoy just listening.
Yeah. I'm like thinking about that. I'm like, I should have put on something nicer than my Wrigley Field shirt today.
No, you're good. This is us.
I don't try too hard.
So Kara, let me ask you this. Because since you mentioned it, now I'm wondering, how did you prove that you're you to Facebook?
I had to send them a picture of my ID. And
wow.
And they had very specific things I had to do, like I had to black out my driver's license number. I had to black out a couple things. It was just weird. And then like you, I had to upload it to a certain place and then you just wait and maybe they will reinstate your account. Maybe they won't. And so I think I was off. I think it might be way back when Tony and I were still working
together. This was a long time ago.
I might have been off for 2 weeks, to 2 weeks.
Yeah.
It took forever. It was just like I submitted everything into a void. There's no checking your status on it. It's just like they decided I had too many friends and that wasn't natural. To have that many friends, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
so I had to prove I was me.
There's such a, I mean, right now there is just a cacophony of AI slop that is out there, and you know, it's kind of the novelty is there. I think it's wearing off fast of what AI can create. It's like, okay, you can basically make anything look real. Now what? And with it comes, you know, easy to mass produce things that didn't really require a lot of manpower in the past. You know, some of that, you know, getting, you know, people are going to try and profit quickly and easily on things that can be mass produced. I get that. And then it just creates a world of shit. So I get them trying to guard against that. It's just, when you have legitimate issues here, it needs to be looked at. And I hope they're starting to learn their lesson on that. Cause I know there's a lot of creators who are just like flagged and like gone,
which is so crazy. And, cause like we are real people hosting a real show.
And the lovely thing is like YouTube has never been our thing. I mean, it's always been the podcast. It's always been audio. And so they can't do that. But redoing here, the YouTube channel, we are doing 100% video on here. It's not going to be just the replays of the show on audio or anything like that. It's all going to be that. Nothing AI is going to be on this channel. I mean, other than some of our thumbnails, you know, that we use to make it look spooky. But other than that, that's what you get. So I think that there'll be a premium to that in our new world that we're entering in with AI of real content, not just AI created. So there you go.
Well, I'm glad that I am a real person.
Welcome to the new world.
Right. When you have to prove you're real.
Yeah, I mean, really.
Your story was scaring me a little bit because I hope it really was Facebook and not just some guy named Chuck in his basement. And he's asking you to send all this stuff and send me a picture.
She was locked out.
I was locked out. To my account.
Okay.
And the week before was Chuck. And then she got locked out, which was weird. The two seemed to kind of coincide a little bit.
I was sending him $500 in gift cards.
That's the only way you could accept it.
I mean, the poor guy's son had been in an accident and was stuck in a hospital, and they needed to get back to the U.S. to meet me.
Right, right.
Because I've fallen in love.
Well, and don't forget, the guy was loaded. He was the king of Istanbul.
He was a doctor surgeon.
Yeah.
A doctor surgeon. That's right.
That one always makes me laugh.
A doctor surgeon. Yeah.
He's a doctor. I've seen that several times. A doctor surgeon.
I love it when they like, some reason in some of these countries, they use the word deer a lot. How are you doing, deer? Yeah. And it's like, okay, that red flag right there. It's like, no, nope, sorry.
Yeah. My dear. I think I say that to the dog a lot. Come along, my dear. Yeah. Yeah.
My dear.
There she is. All right. Let's get into our first ghost story of the day. And if you'd like to share yours, 855-853-4802 is our phone number. And there's a light on that. Stop. Oh my God.
What's going on?
There's a light over there that keeps flickering. It's a can. And, oh, now it's going again. I was going to say, just as I bring it up, it literally stopped. And it's been going nonstop, and it's going again nonstop. I'm going to try and focus this way because there's a flickering light over there. I'm just saying, when I'm trying to read, it gets distracting. So please, Okay, if you're listening, whatever you are, just stop flickering the light, please. You stopped a second ago. I'd appreciate that. Thank you. Okay.
Don't call it deer, because that
deer. Deer. Okay. Here we go. Katie has spent most of her life wondering about a woman she has never seen. Not a relative she remembers, not a friend, not someone from a dream, just a voice. Strange thing is, the voice has only appeared a handful of times throughout her life, always during moments when something dangerous was about to happen. It never stays long enough to answer questions. It never explains who it is. It simply arrives, gives a warning, and then disappears. For years, Katie has tried to convince herself there must be a logical explanation. The problem is that every time the voice has spoken, listening to it has changed the outcome of what happened next. The first time occurred when she was 8 years old. She was playing outside with several neighborhood kids on a warm summer afternoon. Someone threw a ball a little too hard and it bounced into the street. Without thinking, Katie ran after it. Her attention was focused entirely on the ball rolling towards the opposite curb. Just as she stepped off the sidewalk, she heard a woman call her name. The voice sounded close enough that she stopped immediately and turned around, expecting to see her mother standing nearby, but nobody was there. The yard behind her was empty. Before she had time to think much about it, a car came around the corner faster than it should have. It passed directly through the stretch of road she had been about to cross. At 8 years old, Katie didn't spend much time analyzing the experience. She assumed someone had called out to her and eventually forgot about it. The memory faded into the background of childhood, becoming one of those odd moments that seemed strange at the time but never felt important enough to actually revisit. Years later, she remembered it. By then, she was 23 and recovering from a serious illness. She had spent time in the hospital and returned home feeling weak, exhausted, and frustrated by how long recovery seemed to be taking. At the time, she lived alone in an apartment complex. It wasn't known for being particularly safe. Most residents kept to themselves, but there were enough problems around the property that people made a point of locking their doors. One evening, Katie climbed into bed early. She was drifting towards sleep when she heard a woman's voice tell her to check the front door. The instruction seemed ridiculous. She was certain the door was locked. Checking it was part of her routine. She rolled over and tried to ignore it. A few moments later, the voice returned. The message was the same. Check the front door. This time, something about the urgency caught her attention. Annoyed with herself for even considering it, Katie climbed out of bed and walked through the apartment. She expected to confirm that the lock was secure and returned to bed feeling foolish. Instead, she found the door unlocked. For several seconds, she simply stared at it. Even now, she cannot explain how it happened. She was convinced she had locked it earlier that evening, yet there were no question. There was no question. And the lock was open now. Katie secured the door and stood there for a moment before heading into the kitchen for a glass of water. She had barely filled the glass when she heard the doorknob move. At first, it turned gently, then it rattled, and Katie froze. The sound came again, this time more aggressively, as though someone outside expected the door to open. She stood motionless in the kitchen, staring towards the entryway while her heart pounded. Then the rattling stopped. A few seconds later, she heard footsteps moving away from the apartment. The entire encounter lasted less than a minute. For a long time afterward, Katie sat awake, wondering what would have happened if she had ignored the warning and stayed in bed. Maybe the person outside had simply tried the wrong apartment. Maybe it was nothing. Or maybe it wasn't. The uncertainty stayed with her, but stayed with her even more was the realization that the warning had arrived before she knew there was anything wrong. The experience also brought back a childhood memory she hadn't thought about in years. For the first time, she found herself wondering whether the same voice had spoken to her both times. The possibility seemed implausible, yet she couldn't dismiss it. 4 years passed before she heard the woman again. By then, Katie was working at a salon nearby, an hour from home. She hated freeway driving and often took Bouquet Canyon Road instead. The route went through the dark hills and sharp curves, and while it wasn't necessarily dangerous, it required attention. Most nights, the drive was uneventful. One evening, she left work later than usual. The road was nearly empty. Darkness stretched beyond the reach of her headlights, and she was concentrating on the next curve when she heard the voice. It was unmistakable. The woman told her to pull over immediately. Katie didn't stop to question it. The apartment incident had taught her that ignoring the voice wasn't worth the risk. She slowed, eased onto the shoulder, and brought her car to a stop. Then she waited. Less than 5 seconds later, headlights appeared around the curve ahead. At first, nothing seemed unusual. Then she realized the vehicle wasn't entirely in its own lane. The car drifted across the center line as it rounded the bend, occupying part of the lane where Katie would have been driving had she remained on the road. The driver corrected at the last moment and continued into the darkness without ever slowing down. The entire thing happened in seconds. Katie sat frozen behind the wheel. There was no dramatic crash, no near head-on collision. The other driver probably never even realized what had almost happened, but Katie did. Had she still been driving through that curve, the timing would have been nearly perfect. Both vehicles would have reached the same section of road at exactly the wrong moment. She remained parked on the shoulder for several minutes before continuing home. By then, she had stopped trying to convince herself that the incidents were unrelated. Three warnings, three moments separated by years, three situations where danger appeared only after the warning arrived. That realization changed the way Katie thought about the voice. For a long time, she focused on who the woman might be. She considered every explanation she could think of, a guardian angel, a deceased relative, a spirit guide, some instinct buried deep within her subconscious. None of the answers felt completely satisfying, and eventually she accepted that she might never know. As she got older, however, another question became more important. Why did the voice only appear during moments like these? The woman never offered advice about relationships. She never helped Katie choose jobs or make difficult decisions. She never appeared during ordinary problems or stressful periods of life. The voice only seemed to arrive when something genuinely dangerous was about to happen. That realization left Katie with an odd mixture of comfort and unease. Comfort because she couldn't ignore the pattern. Whether the voice belonged to a guardian spirit or something she would never understand, it seemed to appear for one purpose and one purpose only, to keep her safe. The unease came from a different thought entirely. If the voice only spoke when danger was close, how many dangers had passed unnoticed because they never required a warning? Years have passed since Katie last heard it. Sometimes she thinks about the woman and wonders if she'll ever hear that voice again. Then she catches herself hoping she won't. Not because the voice frightens her. Quite the opposite. The voice has never brought bad news. It has never threatened her. It has never led her wrong. What concerns Katie is what the voice represents. Every time it has spoken, something dangerous was already on its way. And while she still doesn't know who the woman is, she has learned one thing with absolute certainty. If she ever hears that voice again, she won't hesitate. She'll listen. Da, 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 da.
I don't know. That sounds like the definition of a guardian angel to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
I find it interesting because, and I've shared this story a number of times, but that happened to me where I almost got in a really, really bad car wreck. And it was like slow motion and not slow motion at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard a voice tell me to speed up. It was a man. And it just said, speed up. And I did. And the car landed where my car would have been.
Yeah.
And so, like, I can relate to that. And then there was another time where I was kind of doing that curve thing like she was doing. Mm-hmm. I was in Florida, and I'm just going around a curve. I see a car coming, so it's not like I can't see him. But we're on a curve, and I couldn't tell till the very last, not even minute, seconds, that he was in my lane. And and I went into the wrong lane and got around him. And I was going 65. Like, there wasn't even time to brake.
Yeah.
And my dad's like, "Are you okay?" I'm like, "Yeah, I'm fine, fine, I'm fine." And then all of a sudden, my whole body started shaking. And then he asked me later, like, you know, because that isn't what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to take the ditch. You're not supposed to go over in the other lane, because he could have done the same thing at the same second. Seen me and gone back into his lane. But he never did change lanes. I don't think he ever even saw me.
Yikes, that's scary.
Yeah. So that's just interesting. So I don't know.
Yeah, I mean,
it's interesting. I think we all have, like, I don't know. I like to think we all have a spirit guide, something out there to kind of keep us safe. And then once in a while, it has to jump in.
Like, well, I always wonder, you know, I don't know. It's easy to overthink it. But have you ever been like in a situation where you're driving on the highway and then you come up on a crash that, you know, either EMS is just getting there or they're not quite there yet, you know, but it's pretty fucking bad. And you're like, hey, had I not stopped for that Skittles at the Quick Trip 30 miles back, my timing would have probably been about here, you know, where something like that would have happened. And it's not like there was a voice that said, go get the Skittles or whatever, you know, but it's just like there's, you know, how timing, right, timing is everything, right. But you can't predict timing, but it makes me wonder sometimes, like sometimes if I'm out doing something, it's like, if I just sat here for five minutes or 5 seconds, that could dramatically shift wherever I'm going to be in the future, and how things or people will interact or who I'm going to be interacting with just because of those decisions. But you can't predict what that will or won't do. So it doesn't really make any sense to sit there and stay. But it's one of those things. I would heed it. I would certainly heed it if I hear a voice or something that's really compelling me not to do something.
You know, when it happened to me, it was weird because in the moment, I didn't ever think, oh, this is weird.
Yeah.
It was just, I heard it, I did it.
Yeah, it's like, okay.
I just reacted to it.
Yep.
Because speeding up isn't what you would normally do.
I was just going to say, somebody telling you to speed, you'd think just the opposite, like slow down.
There's I see this crash. It was weird. It was like slow motion and not slow motion at the same time. But your reaction is to stop.
Yeah.
Because this crash is happening right in the lane next to me. Because the woman, I was wanting to get over lane. She wanted to get in my lane, but she wasn't signaling. So I thought, well, maybe she just got on the ramp and getting off the ramp. I don't know what she's doing. But then at the last second, she looks, it was like slow motion. I saw her look like this and I'm like, okay, she's getting over. And then that's when I started getting over, but the lane I was in was getting ready to stop.
Yeah.
Because I don't know, something had backed up. She got in my lane and got hit by a truck, like really hard. And the back end of her car went up and it ended up where I had been.
Oh gosh, yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's freaky.
Yeah, yeah, I would have been in the accident. And it was weird. It was just, it was like an external voice even. It wasn't like in my head. Or maybe it wasn't my head. I don't know. I just heard somebody say that.
Yeah.
So very, yeah.
Was it a man's voice?
Yep. Mm-hmm. It was definitely a man's voice.
Do you think it was your dad or do you think it was just something?
You know, I've always thought it was my dad, but I don't know that for sure.
Yeah.
You know, maybe it was my dad.
Yeah.
Maybe it was some kind of spirit guide. I mean, that's what she seems to have, but could her spirit guide be a grandmother or somebody, you know?
No, I don't know. Thank you for sharing that story with us. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. I've only been in a car accident once, and I was pulling out after getting off a ramp off of a highway, and take a left turn once my light turn green. Everybody's turning, but somebody wasn't paying attention in the oncoming lane, and then ran into the side of my truck, pushed me into a couple other vehicles.
Oh, I remember.
And then they had no license, and they had no registration, and they had no insurance, and the cops let them go. They're just like, oh, that's okay.
I remember that.
The passenger in that vehicle is dead. Not from the accident, though.
Oh, my God. Like, stop. What the hell?
I think that person would appreciate that joke right now. He's probably laughing. Rick Thomas, who we worked with, was we went to lunch all the time. He just died a handful of months ago.
You know, speaking of him. I had a dream the other night.
Yeah.
And Rick and I worked together for over 20 years.
Yeah.
We talked about him a while back. You worked with him for a long time. You guys were good friends. And he died very suddenly. Like, he was at the grocery store.
Yeah.
When whatever. I think he had a heart attack or something.
Yeah.
But the other night, I was with a group of people, and I looked over, and Rick was sitting there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I did a double take. I'm like, you guys, it's Rick. And I'm waving at him, and he's looking at me, and he's waving back. And I'm like, it's Rick. And they're like, where? Right there. He's sitting right there. And they're like, no, he's not. No, he's right there. And nobody could see him but me. And it was the weirdest feeling, because it's like we had this connection, but yet we couldn't talk. Like, because he's kind of behind. Like, I can see him, but I can't get to him. And he's looking at me, so he's communicating with his eyes. But I couldn't like talk. It was weird. And it was so random. It wasn't like I had, and Rick could talk.
Like, yes.
He could talk.
Yes, he could.
But it was
an interesting
dream.
Analogy though, too, to Rick as well. You can see him, but like you can talk to him, but how do you get to him? Because there was a level of, you know, of surface
mystery
there.
About
it was hard to get deep.
He was one of those people, like, I worked with him for 20 plus years, and I didn't know anything.
I'm learning things about him that I'm like, what? Like,
I'm talking to people who are talking about his kid. I'm like, no, he's got another kid. No, he doesn't.
I didn't know about that.
No, he had two.
Yeah.
And it was very strange. But it was just really weird. And I woke up like I had really seen him. I don't know that it was a visitation dream, but it was like I had definitely seen him, but couldn't get to him.
Yeah.
But nobody else could see him. They kept like, no, you're not seeing it.
That kind of seems like Rick, though. Like, if you can haunt people's dreams, that kind of seems like how Rick would appear in a dream. It's like, hey.
It's funny because now that he knows he can get through, he's going to come back and he's going to start doing all the shit he used to do.
Yep.
There you go. Will it be the same dream every time, though?
It'll be similar because Rick had this way of bringing up the same thing.
That's why I was asking, because I remember the stories he told me about Rick.
Yeah. Rick would bring up the same stuff every time. As if you'd never talked about it ever before, ever. Even if it'd been every day for the last decade.
True. No shit. Yeah.
Literally.
And with a smile on his face, you know?
Yeah.
It wasn't like he was trying to annoy you. It was
no,
it
wasn't.
Who,
it was just,
who
that's
he was.
Who he was. Yeah.
And that was your connection.
Interesting. Interesting. I thought of that. I thought of him the other day because I was going through with the YouTube channel. There was some stuff that I saved off of the old one that we had from way back. And one of them was called Back for Seconds. And it was like a little treatment that I had made and pitched years ago for a travel show about going into haunted restaurants. And kind of like telling the story of the restaurant and seeing their food at the same time. I was watching that. I'm like, my God, I was probably like, I mean, it felt like yesterday, but I mean, I was about 29 doing that. I think it was like 29 when I filmed that because it was, Harper wasn't quite born. And I was 30 when she was born. So, yeah. And I'm like, oh, wow. It just doesn't seem like that long ago. But I certainly looks a long time ago.
Had a little hair.
I did. I mean, if I lost the weight, I don't know that I'm that different. But I'm not that much bigger than I was then. But I did have, I had just accepted that my hair was gone because I was stark bald in that one. I was.
Because there's a video that I came across a while back that you had a little bit of hair.
Yeah. It was like.
You look so different.
Yeah. And then it was just like, you know, I got to get rid of this so I don't look like George Costanza. And
you could do three things. You could either A, leave it go and go slowly, right?
Yeah.
You could get rid of it, which is what you did, or you could, you know, get a tube that route.
And the hair restoration products
yeah, that's right.
weren't really on the market the way they are today.
Yeah.
I mean, back then it was like Rogaine or Nogaine. And I think I even tried it for a little bit, but I didn't really notice anything. Well, but like now there's like all sorts of shit. I mean, yeah. I mean, does that stuff work? Do you take it, Todd? You still have a wonderful head of hair.
No, I
have
just genetics.
Great hair. Todd, you have great hair.
Yeah, but you should see my back. That's where it's really nice.
Mine all migrated to. It's like they went down south.
It's so funny because, you know, you look back then and we know somebody that had hair plugs done. Mike Enfeld. And they looked like pubic hair on his head basically is what it looked like. So back then, you know, they would take it from your back or wherever they could get hair from. And his looked like maybe they just got it right out of that old crotchal region.
They might
now,
have.
I do know someone, I'm not going to say who, recently had hair plugs.
Yeah.
Went to Turkey to have
to get them.
Because it's much cheaper.
Yep.
And it looks great.
Really?
Looks great. Yeah.
So, but what about like all this stuff where it's like, pills and shit that people are taking.
That I don't know.
See it like it's advertised like with the dick pill medicine.
Right. The company does the dick pill, the hair pills, and all this other stuff, right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
I mean, I feel like my nation is far too gone to ever be recovered. So it's done. We're good. We're an island unto ourselves over here.
You look good with no hair.
Yeah. I like it. I honestly like it better. But I do wonder about some of that stuff because it's, I mean, who knows? I mean, if that technology exists and I mean, I would have gave it a shot while we were still a continent, you know, but,
even a country.
Before nuclear war was set off on my scalp and all of it is now, it's like, it's just, this is like Chernobyl. It's just, you can't really go there. There's a couple things, hairs growing every now, like, oh, it's kind of a gray and black one. It's like the fucking nuclear reaction, like just weird, like three-eyed hairs. Like, yes, eyes on hair. It's weird shit. That's going to wrap up this episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you want access to the bonus episodes and all that fun stuff, check us out on Patreon, search Real Ghost Stories Online. And yes, YouTube, we are there again. Go back, please press subscribe, search Real Ghost Stories Online. You'll find us. Link's going to be in the description as well. All right. Until next time, for Todd and Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.